American Indian youth attending Minneapolis public schools have a 52% attendance rate overall. By 11th grade, statistics show that none of the native students have achieved math proficiency on standardized tests. But in the alternative schools, tailored towards American Indian students, attendance is nearly double, and achievement rates are also higher. A new report from the National Urban Indian Family Coalition highlights the work of these indigenized schools. Reporter Melissa Townsend tells us more.
Dr. Joe Hobot says it's no wonder traditional public schools are failing many American Indian students. In his report, Hobot outlines the role traditional schools have played in the genocide of Native people in North America.
It's a pretty hard history full of a lot of trauma, a lot of overt genocidal practices to deconstruct or overall eliminate our traditional cultures and practices.
Hobot is CEO of the American Indian OIC in Minneapolis. He says education administrators often mistakenly blame failure on Native students.
The reality is quite the opposite. Our American Indian students are just fine. They're powerful people and they're coming up on their own. And the reality is the system has failed them. It was never designed to empower our people or our culture.
In a new report, Hobot highlights 7 schools located in urban areas around the country that serve Native students with a more culturally sensitive approach. From Seattle, Washington to Minneapolis, Minnesota, Native community leaders have founded schools that are alternatives to traditional mainstream education institutions. Hobot says the results speak for themselves.
When we look at the schools that we examined, we saw graduation rates that were double from the K-12 system's numbers. So obviously, those data points suggest that things are working.
Hobot's report identifies 7 key areas that help Native students succeed, like integrating traditional cultural outdoor activities.
Beyond that, redefining what the learning space looks like, sitting in rows within classrooms, a lot of that was kind of tossed out the window. Learning across generations, there was an emphasis on bringing in community elders and youth, disavowing the regimentation of isolating age groups.
Hobot says he wants this report to challenge urban public school districts. He wants them to open doors to community leaders who can develop schools that better serve Native youth. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.